All right, and someone who's done that and much, much more, or at least written about it, is my good friend Eric Douglas, and he is on Scuba Radio right now via the web. Eric, how are you, buddy?
Peachy, Greg, and you?
I'm swell. I lived.
I love that. I love the clip where you're going, I'm spinning, I'm backwards, oh my God, I'm going to die. That's great, Greg.
I figure, you know, if it ever happens, I want to document it for posterity.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know? And for the lawsuit to come later, maybe?
Well, true. Yeah, someone's going to have to take care of the kids and family.
Exactly.
My retirement fund plan that was sponsored, or, you know, Scuba Radio was supposed to fund is not as high as it should be. So,
I can just imagine your wife's looking at you like, Greg, we need to talk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've had that a few times. But anyway, Eric, let's talk about you, because, you know, you got booked by Eric. Yeah, well, he laughs because he's thinking that's such a rarity.
Well, no, I'm actually thinking you're just trying to get the attention off of you, right?
For once, maybe.
For once.
Yeah. But Eric has booksbyeric.com. You can go there and catch up on what he's been writing and stuff. And he's written an entire series of cool books that have a diver theme to them. The star Mike Scott is an adventure journalist who travels the world, and he has, I don't know, what, you got five? Is it five in the series right now?
There are five out right now.
Yeah.
The latest one came out last year was Heart of the Maya. That ends up on the Riviera Maya in Mexico.
Right.
But it's been a fun series to work on, but I assume where you're headed with this is the next one's coming out soon.
Yes, that's right. Beginning of June, there will be the sixth one featuring his character, Mike Scott. And the first one started in the Cayman Islands, and the sixth one will be based in the Cayman Islands. Now, Eric has given me a little preview copy of this, and I got to tell you, I'm about halfway through thereabouts, and it is awesome. Really good writing there, Eric. Hats off to you, buddy.
And, I appreciate that, pal.
Yeah, and so, I know it's going to be a huge hit, and people who have not read any of these books need to go back and catch up, because they're going to want to read all six, I have a feeling.
And of course, for those of you, or for those of your listeners who read through Kindle, read ebooks, we do have the special where you can get a box set. You can get all five of the first books for one low price of $9.99.
Nice. Yeah, I'm telling you, that's a bargain. And if you're a diver and you're looking for something to pass the time on your surface interval, and you have a Kindle or an iPad or something like that, this is great, great stuff. Because, like I said, he works in little diving elements that us divers can definitely relate to. But it's not, you know, isolated to that. Whether you're a diver or not, you're going to find the stories very, very entertaining, very movie-like. Indeed. And what I'm really excited about, I mean, that's going to, I can't wait to finish this latest book, by the way. And then I'll give you the full review as we get closer to June, when it actually is released to the world. But one of the other things that Eric's is working on right now, and we spoke about this a few weeks ago, I said, man, you know, I'm reading your books, Eric, and he works in these little real life elements. Like, he'll pull someone from the dive industry and he'll inject them into one of his stories, whether it's the Winthrop Keys series that he's written about some happenings down in the Florida Keys, or even just the Mike Scott novels and stuff. But it's cool, because you go, wait a minute, I know that guy. And then he worked on him, and I said, Eric, hey, you know, we've been doing this Scuba Radio thing. You maybe ought to work us in somehow. We'll figure out some thing to get in trouble. God knows truth is stranger than fiction, and we've had several things that have happened over the years with Scuba Radio that might make a good, I don't know. We've said many times that we'd be a great reality TV show, or a really bad one. I don't know.
See, I think that's one and the same. I think the good reality shows are the really bad ones.
Yeah. It's so bad it's good and kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe. We're like the Sharknado of dive radio shows. But anyway, you know, but the truth would get me in trouble. And I'm thinking, maybe we need to kind of massage the truth a little bit and come up with an element of truth and kind of inject it into one of your creative, imaginative ideas for one of your books. And you said, hey, I love this idea. And you're off to the races now. Is that right?
Off to the races. You planted the seed. And I went, that'd work. That'd be fun. So, and it's funny. writers, when you're writing something like this, people think, you know, we just sit down and the prose just flows, and it's not always like that. But I'll say this story's come together, and I'm really liking it. I'm probably a third of the way through it already, and really just started it last week. And it's just hammering right along. I'm enjoying it.
Okay, and just for the record, just to be clear, straight up front, this will be a work of fiction, correct?
This will be a work of fiction. No divers were harmed in the making of this story, and. But no, yes, this is, there might be, you know, there's, like you said, truth is stranger than fiction. If I wrote about some of the stuff that you've really done, nobody'd believe it. They'd say, this is crap. He's just, this isn't even believable.
Well, that's what Eric said when I told him some of the stories. I said, hey, you know, you could do this. And he goes, no one would ever believe that. And I was like, you know, you're right. You better change it and stuff like that. So, yeah, and that would just get us in trouble if we shared the truth. So we'll
exactly.
You'll massage it accordingly with your imagination and work it similar. You know, Captain Patrick from our World of Boating show did this Kava Screw book a couple years ago, and you can pick that up as well. And he went off into, you know, left field on a, you know, based off of a trip we had in Fiji, as a matter of fact. And it's very, very creative. I don't know if it'll be quite that out there, but Eric is a really good really good writer, and you're going to inject this possibly into the Winthrow Key series of keys based books, right? Is that the deal?
That's exactly it. That's one of the great things about being a writer. I made up my own island. You know, if you don't have something that you want, but you just make it up. So I made up my own islands, Winthrow Key, and there are some people who say it's strikingly similar to one of the islands in the middle of the Florida Keys.
Uh-huh.
But, Greg Holt and Scuba Radio will be visiting Winthrow Key.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about this and much, much more next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving and writing about it, I guess, yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Talking with my good friend Eric Douglas. You can go to booksbyeric.com and check out all the novels that he's written. But he's working on a project right now where he's going to interject some elements of Scuba Radio into a story of his Winthrow Key series. I'm excited about this because, you know, I'm an actor now. Eric, you've heard about this Sharknado 3 appearance. It's going to come out.
I have. Have you paid your SAG dues and all that?
No, I was a scab. I was not a union employee, but we'll see what shows up in the film. But, I'm hobnobbing with big stars from Sharknado 3. I go out to the theme park this past week, and I'm hanging out with the cast from Duck Dynasty. I'm just, once you get into that crazy Hollywood world, it's hard to get back out of it, and I'll deal with it accordingly. But, you know, I'm thinking far ahead for your story as you incorporate Scuba Radio into one of these stories you're writing for the Winthrow Key series. Once you write this, then of course we got to turn it into a book, into a movie. You know,
absolutely.
And who will play the role of me? Well, I guess it'll have to be me because I'm an actor.
And there's nobody else who could do justice to Greg Holt like Greg Holt.
Well, I don't know. No, I'm thinking it better be someone else, or no one will watch it. So we'll have some fun with it. But you're going to work in, elements of Scuba Radio. And what else do you got in mind? What can we share that without giving away the idea of what you're thinking with this thing?
I think readers will recognize some of the major players. There will be a couple mermaids. I haven't exactly figured out which mermaids to bring along, but but I'm expecting producer Bill will be there, or engineer Bill will be there, and
nice.
And Jimmy the Bubble Boy and Pup's going to make an appearance too.
Okay,
and they
have like an environmental element in there as well. You interject like, you know, they're overfishing conch or something like that. Are you going there with this one or what?
The great underlying themes of this one is a problem facing the Keys and the whole Caribbean is the lionfish.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be focusing on lionfish and a lionfish rodeo and even some lionfish recipes to get in there eating those invasive predators that we've got on the reefs now.
Yum. It sounds great. That'll be coming out here in the next few months. Obviously, we'll cover it accordingly here on the big show. Thanks, Eric. Booksbyeric.com. Purchase some books, and you'll thank me later.